The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See to it that you tell no one anything, but go show yourselves to the priest and offer your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Jesus stretches out his hand. Jesus heals everything. Jesus is close to our hearts. And Jesus always desires that we are made whole. The leper desires to be clean, clean of sickness, and clean from his soul. Lord, make me fully clean. Lord Jesus, help me through your grace to change my interior life so that I can leave sin and bad habits behind. Lord, help me to only desire your mercy. The story of the leper in Mark's gospel is a story of healing of a disease and the healing of desire. The man went away not only clean, but also with a new desire, a great desire to proclaim the Lord. It says, a desire to publicize the whole experience he had with Jesus. This is a great gospel to pray with as we begin the Lenten season on Wednesday. And we can ask ourselves these questions as we come to this time of penance and mercy and prayer. What areas of my life need the cleansing power of God's grace? What part of my heart needs to change so that I desire to proclaim Jesus, to publicize him to the world? This Lent, we need an increase of our desire to encounter Jesus, especially in the sacrament of confession. The sacrament of confession is the ordinary place to encounter Jesus and his mercy. Jesus wants to love you, heal you, to change your desire through the grace of the sacrament of confession. So I encourage you to not be afraid. And so, also this weekend, and the next couple of weeks, the Archdiocese, as you might know, is beginning its annual Catholic appeal. And this weekend, Archbishop Coakley would like to ask the people of the Archdiocese to consider making a pledge of your money to supporting the shared ministries of our Archdiocese. And so I'd like to read you a letter, and I ask you to listen to these words from Archbishop Coakley. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we prepare for the sacred season of Lent, a time of prayer, penance, and almsgiving, I am reminded of the profound depth of faith within the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Your commitment to our shared journey has been a source of inspiration, and I am truly grateful for the spirit of unity that makes up the church in Western and Central Oklahoma. In the spirit of this Lenten season of prayer and self-sacrifice, I am writing to introduce and invite you to participate in a vital aspect of our shared mission, the annual Catholic Appeal. This appeal, rooted in the principles of stewardship, provides each of us with an opportunity to express our faith in action. During the upcoming weeks of Lent, we are called to examine our hearts, discern priorities, and make intentional choices to draw us closer to God. The annual Catholic Appeal is a tangible way for us to respond to this call, extending our hands to those ministries which support the foundations of our faith. The annual Catholic Appeal supports vital ministries such as evangelization and discipleship ministry, the cause of canonization for Blessed Stanley Rother, Catholic schools, Catholic campus ministries at OU, UCO, and SWASU, which is in Weatherford, Oklahoma. The preparation required to receive the sacraments of baptism, First Communion, confirmation, or marriage. Together, the annual Catholic Appeal touches the lives of thousands in ways both seen and unseen. In the coming week, I invite every one of you to prayerfully discern how you can participate in this year's annual Catholic Appeal. May the Holy Spirit guide you in your reflection and discernment. May your sacrificial actions be a testament to the depth of your love for God and for one another. Your involvement in the appeal is vital to our mission to go make disciples. Through your generous contributions, we can continue to provide spiritual nourishment, formation opportunities, and assistance to those facing hardships within the Archdiocese. Thank you for your steadfast dedication to the Church. May this Lenten season be a time of profound spiritual growth and renewal for each of you. Sincerely yours in Christ, Most Reverend Paul S. Coakley, Archbishop of Oklahoma City. So we ask the Lord to bless us and bless our Archdiocese as we begin this annual Catholic Appeal. Many of you may have already received something in the mail and are still thinking about how you might want to give. And so if not, next weekend I'll give you something and explain to you how you can give and how you might want to be a part of the appeal as we begin this Lenten season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.